Heart Month is here. Yay! It is the month of February, and we'll talk about the Go Red for Women campaign today. And we need to take care of our heart all year long, but this is a great month to get educated about it and know your risk factors. We've got an expert here with us, Dr. Janki Shah, board member of the American Heart Association Los Angeles Division. Dr. Shah is a UCLA health cardiologist. Also with us is Eve Walker. She's a national spokesperson for Go Red for Women. Eve is going to share her personal story. Thank you both for representing the American Heart Association today. Dr. Shah, do you want to tell us a little bit about Go Red for Women, why it's important?
So the Go Red for Women campaign was started by the American Heart Association back in 2004 because 500,000 women per year were dying of heart disease, but most women didn't even recognize that heart disease was their greatest health threat. The reality is that heart disease is the number one killer of women. Mm-hmm. It actually kills one woman every 80 seconds here in the United States, and it claims more lives than all cancers combined. So the purpose of Go Red for Women is to raise awareness of how significant a problem heart disease is, but mostly to empower women to take charge of their own heart health and get screenings and manage those risk factors.
And there's a campaign called Know Your Numbers, right?
There is a campaign called Know Your Numbers by the American Heart Association. These are critical heart numbers. We want everyone to know their total and bad cholesterol, their blood pressure, their blood sugar, and their body mass index, which is a measure of their body fat. We women have a lot of numbers swirling around our brains, but these are the critical ones that could save your lives.
Yes. And so women are so busy sometimes, they think about everyone else besides themselves, right? We're running around, we've got things to do, but we need to stop and take a minute and take account of how our health is.
Absolutely. You know, I have a lot of women who come into my office, but they're there bringing their husbands or their sons or their parents. And I tell them they need to take care of themselves because if we don't take care of ourselves, we're not going to be around for everybody else.
Yeah. So you got to take care of yourself first. You know, there are risk factors you can control, and then there are some that you're born with.
That's right. So you have your genetics. You can't trade in your family for better or worse, but you do need to know your family history and relay any information you have regarding your family members' heart risk to your doctors because that's critical in your evaluation. Can't change your age or your gender. But the good news is there's a lot that you can change. 80% of heart disease is thought to be preventable. So really trying to modify the ones you can, like how much you exercise, how much you weigh, what your blood pressure is, what your sugars are, what your cholesterol is. Smoking is a risk factor for heart disease that's obviously preventable. It's the number one cause of heart disease and heart attack deaths in young women. So it's critical to stop smoking. All of these are factors that we have power and control over.
Yes, we do. Life's simple seven. Get active, eat better. Great recommendations.
Right. So the American Heart Association has a great, very practical guide to changing your heart health. So like you said, eating better, exercising more. And we have very specific recommendations as sort of a target. So we recommend exercising 150 minutes a week. That could be 5 sessions of 30 minutes, or if you're very busy during the week, trying to get a couple hours in on the weekends. Eating whole foods like fruits, vegetables, white meats, avoiding processed sugars and added sugars and refined foods. We also recommend keeping your blood pressure less than 120 over 80 and keeping your blood sugar in check. And keeping your body mass index in the healthy range. You know, 2/3 of American adults are overweight or obese, and we have a long way to go to try to fix that, but it can start at home.
You're a cardiologist, so do you practice in LA?
So I work for UCLA, and my offices are based out in the Conejo Valley in Westlake Village in Thousand Oaks, and I see patients sort of the full spectrum for people coming in for prevention and learning the things we're talking about today to try to prevent a heart attack, to people who have had multiple heart attacks, heart transplants, and so I see the whole spectrum. And these questions are the ones that all of these patients ask because everyone wants to know how to prevent a heart attack or the next heart attack.
Right. Yeah. They want to know, you know, what to look for, what can I do? And then putting it into practice, that takes a little practice. You have to put some effort into it. So it's a great month to remind everyone, yes, it's worth it to do it. And you must see patients of different ages. You see patients from different walks of life, different ages.
Absolutely. Yeah. Different ethnicities, different ages. And, you know, overall, over the last couple of decades, heart disease death rates have been going down, which is really inspirational and really great and is a credit to the American Heart Association's work. But the one group that's actually not seeing that benefit is young women between 45 to 54. We're seeing a lot of young women get heart attacks at higher rates. So I do see people from, you know, college all the way to their 100-year birthdays and beyond.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to hear you say young women 45 to 54. So thank you for that, too. But I just wanted to mention that because Eve is with us, Eve Walker, and she had a personal experience at a young age, which is how you ended up being a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, helping other women, helping other people. Tell us about your story, Eve. What happened?
My story actually doesn't start with me. My story starts with my sister, Louise. I was 12 years old, and my sister was, you know, a few years older, and I totally wanted to be like her, and I couldn't hang with her friends, so, you know, I tried to annoy her every single day.
Right.
And she went to a party one day, and she never came back. We were told that, you know, she just dropped dead on the dance floor. And for years, my family never talked about it again. And fast forward to when I was 28 years old, I was working in corporate America, and I was working one day and having a lot of caffeine, and I wasn't feeling great. But, you know, I said, you know, I was going to plug on through the day. And prior to this day, I noticed that, you know, when I would walk up inclines, I would be completely out of breath, which was super strange for me because I was into modern dance and I was very active. So, of course, I thought I had adult asthma. So I went to the doctor. My lungs were clear. So going back to work, on my way home, I just felt like my legs were extremely hard to pick up. They felt like tree trunks. I got to my car. I was feeling dizzy. And so I decided to go to the nearest hospital. There, while I was in the triage area, they gave me an aspirin. They were taking my vitals. And while waiting, when I realized I wasn't dying at that moment, I left. And so for a few days, still feeling not good, not myself, I was popping aspirin like candy and, you know, just ignoring the symptoms. I remember at the time, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I lived in a colonial style home and all the bedrooms were upstairs. So I said, I'll just go stay at my mom's house for a couple of days because I was too tired to walk up the stairs.
Yeah, that's how tired you were. You're like, I have to find a one story. That's my mom. I'm going to stay there. No climbing. And still kind of, you know, not really maybe facing, you know, what's happening here. So
exactly. So I remember this day like it was yesterday because it was the first season of American Idol. Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini were up for, you know, who is going to win. And of course, I wanted Justin to win because I loved his hair. And I remember I felt like something bite me on my leg. That's what I thought. I felt like a pain go up my leg and then it went up my arm. And then when it went in my jaw, I'm like, I think I'm having a heart attack. And unbelievably, I still wanted to see who was going to win the finale.
Oh my gosh.
My girlfriend, who was my mom's neighbor, was like, are you kidding? And, you know, she rushed me to the hospital and, you know, right away they knew something was wrong with me and proceeded to give me nitroglycerin. And I went through all of this. And the next day I got a heart catheterization. And that's when I was diagnosed with my heart condition, which is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
So sorry to hear about your sister. And did you find out what happened to your sister? Did that have anything to do with what happened to you?
Well, fast forward to 2013, I decided that I wanted to get a mommy makeover. And so it was 2014 that I actually went to go see the doctor, and a fabulous doctor in Beverly Hills, which I won't say his name, but he said, you absolutely have to get a stress test, because I told him, you know, my heart history. And so after being on the treadmill, after like a minute and 25 seconds, I was completely out of breath. I couldn't even talk. I wound up getting another heart catheterization. And long story short, I wound up coming back a second time because I wasn't feeling well. A week later, they did a heart ultrasound. And so that's when they saw that I didn't have any blockage, but I had a bent artery. So after 10 years of totally being not with the program of getting a defibrillator, I decided at that moment that that was the time that I needed to go ahead and get the defibrillator, because it was like my final wake up call. And so I got an implantable defibrillator in 2014, which is like the Bentley of pacemakers. It shocks the heart if it stops, or it helps it if it gets to an irregular rhythm. For all those years that I didn't want to do it, it wound up being one of the best things that I ever could have done, because I did not realize that it was affecting me in ways of having anxiety and fear, because I would think that I would die in my sleep.
Yeah, right. That can be scary. You waited a while. You're still young, but you waited a while to go ahead and get the defibrillator.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get it, because to me that made it too real. Definitely get help, and definitely know your family history, because when I finally, you know, when I had went to the cardiologist during all this time, as, you know, wanting to get like this mommy makeover and everything, they were asking me my family history. Now, I knew my mom had issues with her heart, and I knew my grandmother had a couple heart attacks, but I really did not know what happened to my sister because we never talked about it. And my cardiologist suggested that I get my sister's death certificate. And sure enough, when I got her death certificate, it said cardiomyopathy. My sister had died from heart disease. And she just dropped dead at a party.
At a really young age.
She was 16 years old. And that's why it's so important to know your history. It's so important to have those conversations.
The symptoms Eve had definitely were symptoms of a heart condition, but her heart condition was different in that it was purely genetic. The things we talked about preventing heart disease refer to heart attacks and clogged arteries. In her case, there really was nothing she could do other than be aware of her family history and share that so she could have been appropriately screened at a younger age.
Which you do share, Eve, and you let everyone know, you know, how important it is to know your background.
Absolutely. It's very vital that you know your history.
Because it could save your life.
That's why the American Heart Association is so important, because that's where you can find out information about, you know, heart disease and get awareness and be able to take action.
Oh, they have, so many great resources, the American Heart Association. Important information, including risk factors, what you can do, also recognizing signs of a heart attack and what you should do, all kinds of topics. What's the site where we can check out? There's so much information on the American Heart Association site.
Yeah, the goredforwomen.org is a great resource.
Perfect. And then there are heart walks that come up. We have heart walks coming up. Just look on the American Heart Association site. You'll find one in your area. It's Go Red for Women. It's Heart Month right now. Take care of your heart. Find out about it. And thank you for joining us and talking to us, and Eve, for sharing your personal story. You know, the battles that you've been through. And thank you for sharing, you know, your life and helping people as a spokesperson, and Dr. Shaw also.
My pleasure. I really encourage everyone to get out there and wear their red. I think as women, we really have the power and the passion to band together and eradicate heart disease. A lot of it is preventable.
It is. That's key. And you're wearing red today. It looks good on you, Dr. Shaw.
So, thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys. American Heart Association. Go Red for Women.